2016. This is the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee of the 29th Alaska State Legislature meeting at the Anchorage, Ohio. Today's meeting is essentially to go over various audit requests, various audits in process, and make the necessary motions to look things forward. First thing, of course, we need to do here is establish our quorum. So, Madam Secretary, are you online?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, beautifully. So, Madam Secretary, if you could call our roll, please.
Sure. Senator Stedman? Senator Bishop?
Present.
Senator Giesel?
Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Senator Kelly? Alternate.
Here.
Senator McKinnon, Vice Chair? Representative Quito?
Here.
Representative Olson? Representative Thompson? Representative Pruitt? Representative Newman, alternate. Representative Hawker, chair.
Present. So we have six members present. We have members from both the House and the Senate. However, in order to meet our quorum, we did have Senator Kelly, who is the alternate in the Senate, who because, I mean, as long as we only have six members here, he will be a voting member. If we have additional folks show up and he's not required to make a quorum, then Senator Kelly will not be voting.
This is Rep. Thompson. I'm here now.
Representative Thompson, welcome. So you make the six. So Senator Kelly, at the moment, you are supernumerary. Allow me just, you know, please personally from Mike Hawker and my family and the entire legislature, allow us to extend our condolences and all of our prayers for you and your extended family. Mike was a particular friend of mine in the legislature, and I miss him dearly. So thank you, sir.
Thank you a lot, Mike. Mike spoke very highly of you, and you're correct. You were a particularly good friend of his, and it goes for a lot of you on this board today. So tell Julie that I'm on my cell if I need to come back on this. If you have the numbers, that she should have my cell, or she can get a hold of Joe, and I will come back immediately and participate.
And thank you, Senator. Looking forward to talking with you some other time here.
All right.
Also, as we progress here, I look around the room. I'd like to recognize the presence of Senator Stevens. Hello, sir. Good to see you there. I see Representative Josephson, and I see Representative Rainbolt. Have I missed any other legislators present here in CNN? So, the first item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from the October 17th meeting, and I've asked Senator Giesel to be the maker of motions today. So, Senator Giesel, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the minutes from the LDNA meeting on October 17th, 2016 be approved as presented.
The question before the committee is the approval of the minutes from the October 17th, 2016 meeting. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, those minutes are approved. Thank you, ma'am. We have also, the next item on our agenda is we have three new special audit requests. These are routine activities in the legislative process, particularly in the process of this committee. These are requests that are put forth by individual legislators or group of legislators who wish to have aspects of any state agency or activity under the jurisdiction of the legislature to be used for specific items by the legislative auditor. yourself.
For the record, this is Chris Curtis, legislative auditor.
And thank you, ma'am. And could I ask you to confirm that you have participated in the specific drafting of this request and the language here is adequate and appropriate for you to undertake an examination for the purposes stated?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. Do any other committee members have further questions for the state auditor on this one? Senator Diesel, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 2, the top bullet point, there's that bullet point continued, but then there's the second one, determine whether prior authorization or referral process could be approved. And the last sentence says, as part of this objective, reduce ticket cancellations and reissuances. And I wondered if you could, in the audit, as you break out and look at that, if you could actually break out geographic areas, if there one area more prevalent for cancellations than another. The other thing that isn't here is there a way to evaluate the travel that nevertheless resulted in a no-show to appointment? Do you see what I'm saying? The travel was executed, but the actual medical appointment didn't happen. Senator Diesel, this is Chris Curtis, to the chair. I believe what you're looking for is travel when those services happened.
Yes.
And we have seen audits to other states that looked at that. So folks traveling for maybe other purposes. Yes, we have talked about that, and we'll be considering that in the review of the audit.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, this is Lyman. If I can get an idea, a rough estimate of how much of those dollars are federal and how much of these dollars are state that we're auditing.
Chris?
For the chair, I'd like to bring up Linda Day, audit manager who performed the travel audit, and I believe we have an estimate of those costs.
And certainly I'd like to have her come and make a comment there, but likewise, as we go into the conduct of the coming audit here, that type of thing will be identified and segregated. And welcome, if you would introduce yourself to us one more time.
Good afternoon. My name is Linda Day. I'm an audit manager out of the Anchorage office. In the audit request, we say approximately $80 million are Medicaid travel costs. Typically, Medicaid reimbursement rate is 50% federal and 50% state. So approximately half of that will be state, half of it will be federal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Further questions for our auditor? And if not, we'll set that request aside and review the next request, which is, this is a request that I am bringing forward to this committee as a result of information that was brought to my attention, concerns that were expressed in public, and then quite frankly, everybody that pays attention to the media has seen questions raised as to the various authorities and the discharge of those authorities with regards to the operations and management of the land office in the Alaska Rental Health Trust Authority. And so what we put together here is asking the state auditor to examine these issues, examine the policies, examine the statutes for traditional compliance. I would emphasize that in the time since this was brought to our attention and it made a certain show in the media, I have talked with folks over at Mental Health Trust who assure me they are also taking steps currently to remedy some of the apparent concerns. And the point of this audit is to document whether or not the concerns were valid, and beyond that, of course, to document the process procedures in place would be taken by Mental Health Trust Authority to remedy any concerns that might be out there. So again, Chris, is there anything about the scope and audit request here that causes you any concerns or difficulties in complying with?
For the record, this is Chris Curtis. I am familiar with the audit request, and I think it is going to be completely capable of complying with these objectives.
Thank you. Questions for Chris from any members of the committee? Hearing, seeing none.
Mizzo and I had talked over quite a bit over the course of recent months here. And in the, I think it's asking to take a look at various aspects of transactions and fund related to and funding of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. So personally take a lot of interest in that as it being created as a standalone state corporation was my own legislation. Senator Giesel certainly as the resource chair in the Senate. And as I am leaving the legislature at this time and will not be back, I felt it's something that I was hoping to lead in, again, concurrence with Senator Giesel here, wanted to, this time, perform this audit so we get a formal report on what has transpired with AGDC, since there's been quite a few changes in the last couple of years, over how we had intended it to be established and function. Answer some questions that we've seen show up and just have concerns to ourselves that we weren't able to get immediate responses to. But really leaving the state with a very clear platform of where we are at, how we got here, and it's in my own choice of words here, so that we establish a good historic record of how we got to this point and where we are at as it now moves off into the future. The request again is relatively, you know, the items are pretty straightforward there, and Chris saying, I did work with you on this and worked with Senator Giesel. Do you have any concerns or thoughts on the request as it's presented?
No concerns.
Do we have any further questions or concerns from members of the committee on the AGDC audit request? We're appearing to see none. What this would bring us to would be a time when it would be the appropriate procedure is to make separate motions. And I've asked it to be done as separate motions for each of these audit requests. With that, Senator Giesel, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the request for an audit of the of Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program travel costs.
So the question before the committee is approving the request to conduct an audit of the Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program travel costs as documented in the formal request. Is there any objection from the committee? Hearing seen none, that audit is approved. Madam Vice Chair. My official Madam Vice Chair today. Madam Senator Giesel, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the request for the audit of the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority as outlined in the audit request.
So the question before the committee is approving the request for the audit of the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. Is there any objection from the committee? Hearing seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the request for an audit of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation as outlined in the audit request.
The question before the committee is the approval of the request for an audit of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. Is there an objection from the committee? Hearing seen none, that request is approved. So, Chris, just when you thought you were done with special audit requests, we now have got to keep the employee here for a while. And so sincerely, thank you. And I want to thank everyone that participated in helping draft and review the draft and scope of these requests. And yourself, your team, Senator Giesel, Senator McKinnon aided quite a bit and was very participatory in the request for the Medicaid travel audit as well here. So again, thank you everyone for your assistance there. The next section of our meeting, we're going to have to go into executive session here. This is specifically to review a final presentation on the Student Loan Corporation performance review. We are going to be reviewing preliminary reports on the Alaska Healthcare Commission and the Crime Laboratory, and we will also be reviewing a proposed final audit on the ARDRs. When we are done with the executive session, we will come back out and make the appropriate motions relevant to those issues. Legislators in the room are all invited and welcome to stay. You're certainly welcome to designate your personal staff to stay as well. But other than that, we will have to take a break after we get the motion for going into executive session. So, Senator Giesel, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee enter into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 and AS2420301 for the discussion of confidential audit and performance review reports.
Question: the vote of committee is entering into an executive session for the discussion of audit and performance review reports. Is there any objection from the committee? Hearing seeing none, we will enter executive session at this time.